I can't stand either one of you right now.
Sorry, dude.
I need to
Sorry.
find new hosts. I need to find new guests because what the hell is going on? In season one, we hated on the Dodgers for 20 episodes, and then all of a sudden, you both are glazing them.
I've literally told
get your heads
I've
out of your ass.
No.
Right in the bench. Without further ado, here are your hosts, Caleb Brown and Jacob Fagundes.
Welcome back to the Writing the Bench podcast. My name is Jacob Fagundes.
My name is Caleb freaking Brown, dude.
And we are super excited to talk some sports with you guys today. We may talk about your favorite sports, your favorite teams, your favorite players, but this is a fun environment. If you can't handle that, you may leave.
Yes, you can, bitch. This is season 2.
We are back, baby. Let's go. We did 20 episodes in season 1. We're back with season 2 and ready for it, man. We both missed it. I think we're ready to go.
Dude, I feel good. Like, don't you feel good?
Dude, I'm so hyped. It's been a great day. I got to call a baseball game today, live out my dream. And so, it's been a fantastic day. I'm so ready for season 2. I've been waiting so long for this.
Dude,
so.
I need you to do me a favor right now. Sit yeah. still.
I'm sorry, man.
Holy shit.
I'm just,
if
I'm
you
hyped.
Guys could see Jacob right now, he's throwing his arms around. Dude, I'm just, like, dude, relax, man.
It's season 2.
It
I'm
is
hyped.
season 2.
Season 2, episode 1. And we have a very special guest joining us today. All the way from Sanger, California, we have my brother, Big Joe, Joey Fagundes, joining us on the podcast today.
Ah, how you feeling, Big Joe?
Feeling good, fellas. How we doing? How we doing?
Dude, feeling good, dude.
Feeling
Big
good.
Fan of Riding the Bench. Excited to be here for season 2.
Yes, sir.
We're hyped to have you. We've been wanting to do this for a while, but we decided to keep you out just to try to mess with your head. And it worked because you got pretty mad. And then now, in maybe the most important episode so far, episode 1 of season 2, you're in.
Here I am.
My favorite thing about the whole thing is that we've spent the entire first season talking shit about, you know what? We're not going to have Joey on the podcast. And then we wrapped it up saying, hey, you remember that guy we were talking shit about? Yeah, he's a hero and he saved Jacob's life. And then we just ended the season.
But before we get into the news and stuff, this is going to be a really exciting season. We have some YouTube videos coming out. We have some expansion ideas. We have some very special guests, starting with Joey. We got a guy from Indiana coming on next week. We have some very special guests planned for this season. So stick around, stay tuned. Go follow the Instagram at Writing the Bench Pod because we got some exciting stuff coming your way.
You're plugging it early. Damn.
Here we go. Here we
All
go.
Right. Okay, I'm cool.
Season 2. What are you talking
yep.
about?
Yeah. Season 2. All right, Caleb, you kick us off with the football stuff. There shouldn't be a lot because it's the off season, but we know you're going to have a lot of it. So go ahead.
I only have 4 things just because I do tend to ramble. So I just wanted to hit the things that I find the most important. Let's address the elephant in the room, everybody. Aaron Rodgers is a Steeler, officially.
Woo!
Officially, yeah. Aaron Rodgers is a Steeler. It's taken a long time, but he's here. Okay, the contract is signed. I don't know the contract details. I'm sure it's a 1 year.
Yeah, it's a 1 year.
I think it's a
1 year. It's like 1 year, like 35 million.
Ooh.
No, that's way too much.
That's yeah, it's too much.
I don't remember what it is, but I know it's a 1 year deal.
Yep. The signing that I don't really care about, but also kind of makes me shit my pants at the same time, Jaire Alexander is now a Raven. After getting released from the Green Bay Packers, Jaire Alexander is a Raven, which I don't know how to feel about it. I don't think it's going to make that big of a difference because the Ravens aren't going to get anything done anyways. But Jaire Alexander's a Raven, so that just adds to that scary Ravens defense already.
Yes. Aaron Rodgers signed a 1 year, $13.65 million deal.
That's cheap, dude.
Yeah.
That is cheap.
It's just a rental, though. 1 year rental.
Yeah, it's just a rental, dude. They're renting.
He should have retired.
They're just renting an old car. Ooh, excuse me. A new running back added to the roster for the Denver Broncos. We got Mr. J.K. Dobbins is a Bronco now.
Yep. I'm excited. When this comes out, I don't know, it'll be the following week. But a week from when this comes out, I'll be touring Mile High Stadium.
You will.
And so, I mean.
On his birthday.
Birthday.
Oh, wait, so no. Because we're touring on Monday. Never mind. And this comes out on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm not on podcast brain right now. That's my bad. But,
That sucks, dude. You get to have a birthday during season two. My birthday already passed.
Yeah. Happy belated birthday. Yeah, but you spent your birthday in Greece.
That's true.
Caleb, for those of you who don't know, spent his break in Greece.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well-needed vacation, dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, J.K. Dobbins is a Bronco. That's going to be scary. Who's the rookie you guys got? What's his name?
Oh, now you're testing me.
Oh, my God. What's his name? It starts with an R. Oh, my God. You guys just got a kick-ass. Oh, R.J. Harvey.
R.J. Harvey, that's what
R.J. Harvey, yeah. And now you got J.K. Dobbins out of there to back him up. That's going to be great. And then lastly, a team that everybody has kind of put on this high pedestal that I think is going to knock them down lower. Not only did they lose their offensive coordinator and their defensive coordinator, but they just lost their star center to retirement. Everybody take your caps off. Can we edit it? A round of applause for Mr. Frank Ragnow, an amazing center, retiring from the NFL, from the Detroit Lions. Frank Ragnow, what a career it was. That's all we got for football, dude. That's the ones that I find the most notable.
Joe is cheesing over here because in high school he was a center, so he's all about the boys in the trenches.
Such
huh?
a beast, dude.
Hey, now.
The battles.
We got a couple smaller sports that I want to hit on just real quick before we get into the bigger things. Starting off with the NHL, the Florida Panthers have won the Stanley Cup, making them back-to-back Stanley Cup champions.
Damn. What are you putting your thumb down for, Joe?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like back-to-back. I want that dog to win. I don't really watch hockey, but...
By the way, you can't just do thumbs down. We're an audio-only podcast.
But go Chiefs?
Hell no.
So congratulations to the Panthers. Florida Panthers, not football Panthers. Carolina Panthers aren't going to be good for a very long time.
They're far away from a championship.
They're far away. Actually, they're going to the Super Bowl this year. I'll talk about that next week.
I'll put some money on that.
I'll put money on it. Panthers are going to the Super Bowl, and I'll tell you why next week.
So tune in, because we're going to see. He thinks he's a Cowboys fan. We can't trust anything he says.
Yeah.
Okay, actually, I'll just throw it out there. The last two times that the Panthers have gone to the Super Bowl, J-Lo's gotten a divorce, and Ohio State has won the national championship. It's happened the last two times. Ohio State just won the national championship, and J-Lo just got divorced from Ben Affleck. It's going to happen. I'm telling you.
It's crazy.
History's dude, history's going to repeat itself. Okay, talk sports, Jake, go.
What is this podcast? What have we turned into? Some PGA news. This happened a couple weeks ago, but I wanted to talk about it. JJ Spahn won the U.S. Open, which is another major. We talked about the Masters when that was rolling around. Another major happened. JJ Spahn ended up winning it. I had never heard of this dude before for the U.S. Open, and then he came out and won a major. So good for him.
Yeah.
Joey, you can't just clap. We're an audio-only podcast.
You guys see it. That's all that matters.
Yeah, we see it. We know what's going on.
All clapping in progress.
Something that was kind of shocking about the U.S. Open, defending champion Bryson DeChambeau did not make the cut.
That sucks, dude.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
That's okay. Rough. Jake doesn't like him anyway.
He's focused too much on his YouTube videos, probably.
Yep. He's
making so much money on those freaking YouTube videos, dude. Yeah,
it's from being... Like in live, like the combo, yeah. Crazy. No.
Yeah,
those pockets are deep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's probably still upset that that guy made the hole in one over his house a lot faster than he did.
Yeah,
so that guy broke a window, no?
Hmm.
Oh, did mm-hmm. he?
I think so, and DeChambeau never broke a window.
Yeah, he's pissed.
Yeah, that's true. Anyways, moving on to some college baseball, congratulations to LSU. They defeated Coastal Carolina in two games to win the national championship.
Beast. They did it.
They're good.
They're good. They're good at ball, dude.
It was crazy.
LSU's always good.
Yeah.
Carolina was good too, though.
They were good. But both of their coaches got their head coach and their first base coach both got thrown out in the first inning of the game today.
I'm gonna give it to that Coastal Carolina coach, man. That umpire was just tripping over his own feet and fell. And that's what ended up getting him ejected, honestly. I mean, he was mad. He probably would have ended up getting ejected anyways. But in the moment, it was definitely that umpire tripping over his own feet. I'll give him that. But he didn't shove him.
But it was funny, man. Seeing him wipe out, that was hilarious.
That's funny.
That brings us to our fun fact for the week.
Oh shit, I forgot about these.
Our fun fact for this week, Caleb, Joey, did you know that the SEC has won six straight national championships for baseball?
No, but now we do.
That's all they need.
That's all they need, dude.
Other
So
notch in their cap.
in 2019, it was Vandy. In 2020, it was canceled due to COVID. In 2021, it was Mississippi State. 22 was Ole Miss. 2023 was LSU. And then 2024, last year was Tennessee. And then this year, obviously, was LSU again.
Damn.
That's brutal.
They're rolling.
But I mean, that's just where the money's at, fortunately.
Yeah, and with NIL now, it's rough for these other schools.
It
So,
is.
and everyone wants to transfer to an SEC school, with the transfer portal now. It's
They're the ones winning the
made.
championships. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly.
it's a great point. But that's all I have for college baseball. We move on to some NBA news. The game just wrapped up
Just did.
right before we recorded this. Congratulations to the Oklahoma City Thunder for defeating the Indiana Pacers to win the 2025 NBA Finals in seven games.
I'm just pissed. I had them in six, but
I also had them in six.
They won it in seven. They had to make it happen. Did they just win it in OKC? They did, huh?
Yeah,
They
at
won
home.
it in Oklahoma. That's what they said, is that they were gonna,
That's pretty cool. I'll give it to them.
they were gonna drag it on and win it in
Championship
Oklahoma.
in their own home arena.
Exactly. That's sick.
Poor Tyrese Halliburton, man.
Yeah.
Tyrese Halliburton.
Out
Prayers up
early.
for him.
Yeah, he got hurt. I think it was 7 minutes into the game, is what the broadcast said.
Yeah, you could tell he was just torn up about it, man. I mean, I can only imagine working your whole life to get to that moment and then just like non-contact injury.
I
And he
think
was
it would have
playing.
been a hell of a lot closer too if he stayed in.
One of the biggest what ifs in sports, for sure.
Well, they were leading at halftime. They were up by 1 point at halftime
Exactly.
and
So
then
can you
just
imagine
fell
if
apart.
Tyrese Halliburton was there? I mean, he would just have
Unfortunate.
an amazing series, but
What was
nonetheless,
the
it's your show.
final score on that?
I don't remember.
Okay, let me look it up then.
They won by like 11 or 12, I think.
103 to 91.
So, I mean, it was a good game up until the fourth quarter. Then OKC kind of took charge and ran away with it. And then the Pacers made a little bit of a comeback, but it was so far gone that it didn't really matter. It was like the
Man.
Rawhi putting in Modifi Marte to pitch the other day. It was so far gone that it doesn't matter. Did you hear about that, Joey?
No.
The Rawhi were down by so much the other day, they put in our first baseman to pitch.
He's
It
not even
was
a
pretty funny.
crazy good first baseman either.
No, he can hit, but that's about it. Which is why he's in single A.
Another baseball news, Slade Caldwell got moved up to high
Hey
A.
now.
Yeah, I feel I'm
Congrats to
heartbroken.
Slade.
That was my best friend. I
Yes.
did, but I can't wait for him to make it to the show, because then I can look at every single person and go, I did that guy's first professional post-game interview.
Yeah, that's
That's
pretty
kind of
cool.
badass, dude. Yeah,
That's sick.
I'm pretty hyped. You did
Hey,
one for
who
him
won
too, didn't you, kid?
the finals MVP?
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has
Say
won
that.
the finals MVP. I actually have a
Well, no shit.
He
was the regular season MVP too, correct?
yeah. So now I got to pull up the graphic.
And I feel like you won something else. Did you win something else?
So there have now been four people who have won the scoring title, MVP, and finals MVP in the same season. So SGA, Michael Jordan, Shaquille O'Neal, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar are the only four players to win finals MVP, MVP, and the scoring title in the same season.
Oh, so he's there with the goats, dude.
I didn't even realize he
Wow.
was that good, bro.
Yeah, he's really good. People hate because
Free throw
he,
merchant.
yeah, that's why. But I mean, haters gonna hate in the wise words of Taylor Swift.
Oh my
So,
God, dude. Can I
but
hop in the
oh,
transfer
fun.
portal and transfer to a new podcast? Holy shit.
So yeah, SGA wins the MVP. And so congratulations to him. Congratulations to the Thunder. We had a big trade in the NBA happen today, on the day of recording. The Phoenix Suns have traded Kevin Durant to the Houston Rockets for Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, the 2025 number 10 overall draft pick, and 5 second-round picks. So
I
the
know.
question I have for you guys is, who won this trade?
The Rockets.
I think the Suns won this
You
trade.
think so?
I think so
Who did
too.
the Rockets get besides Kevin Durant, or was it just Kevin Durant?
It was just KD.
Oh, I think the Suns win this trade.
I think
I think
so.
KD's old, and they're getting a young stud in Jalen Green, and
Yep.
so many picks. I mean, oh my God.
Yeah. And KD's a head case.
And he's on the back end.
Yeah, he's on the back end. He's a head case. Like, it's just, I have to agree with Joey here. I think the Rockets won this trade for sure.
But I
Or
still
not the
think
Rockets, the
he,
Suns won this
but I
trade.
still think he's gonna, I think the Rockets needed him. I think he's gonna be a good rendition to them.
I don't know if the Rockets are gonna be much without Jalen Green.
No.
And
I
although
don't think Kate
that's a
I don't
big
think KD is gonna be the one to get him over the hump.
No.
Not without Jalen Green there. I think if
No.
KD and Jalen Green were playing together, maybe. Jalen Green's
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Fresno boy.
Fresno
Yep.
boy. Yep.
I know.
That's
That
all.
actually, when that trade came out, me and Jacob were in church. Jacob
Yeah.
nudges me and shows me his phone. And with the good Lord looking over me, it took everything in my soul not to go, "F out, dude." dude, I was
Yeah.
like, no way.
Yeah.
That was wild. I was very shocked by
Man, I'm so glad I don't have to edit this podcast because Caleb's dropping F-bombs, man.
Yeah, it's season
Oh,
two, baby. Let's go.
good. He's got a whole day to edit.
Yeah, I got some
Yep.
time.
He's still gonna get it out late, let's be real. I'm turning
It's
over a new leaf this season, y'all. true. That's what I like to hear, Caleb. Moving on to the MLB news. Joey's sporting the hat today. Rafael Devers was traded to the Giants for Jordan Hicks, Kyle Harrison, and two other prospects.
celebration in progress. I know it's audio only.
Yeah.
Come on now. Fire me up, Rafi. Let's go.
Yeah, I mean,
This is huge.
I love the trade. Jordan Hicks has had like a 6 ERA or something like that this year. He has not been impressive, and Kyle Harrison just hasn't impressed me while he's been in the big leagues.
I'm sad to see him go. I
I'm
hand
sad
up.
to see him go
Sad to
too.
see him go.
Yes. But I mean, at the end of the day, he hasn't done much, so losing him isn't as big as isn't super big. It sucks to see him go. But Rafael Devers is a top 10 hitter in the league and has been for some time now. And so I'm super hyped the Giants got him. I think he's going to help make a push for the wild card race, and I'm super excited to see what he'll bring in the future.
Dude, I want to care so much. I really want to care.
Somebody's jealous.
No shit, we're 6 games behind in the NL West. I'm pissed.
Bogaerts is
I
nowhere near as good as Devers, so
know.
Yeah. Yeah.
least we got somebody good from that Red Sox.
I want
That's
to
true.
care. I want to care. I really do.
But
They fall further and further away from
I know.
vision. I'm
Yeah.
sure it's hard to be a Padres fan.
It's really difficult, dude.
Yeah. Today was 2010's day out at the ballpark, and all I was thinking was, man, the 2010s were great. Giants won 3 World Series. You have no idea how bad I wanted to tell Caleb, "Oh yeah, dude, how was the Padres World Series in the
Okay, dude.
2010s?"
That is such an old joke. Get new
Dude,
material, bro.
it was decades we get the ballpark. We went from the 60s to the 2010s, and I still couldn't find a Padres World Series in there.
Dude, the joke is so old. Like, it's so old. Get new material.
I think you just don't like it. I
It's
mean,
old,
Joey's
dude.
laughing. I think the
Joey
fans
laughs at
love
everything, dude. Joey's a cheeser, dude.
it. You
This
got me
little
there.
leprechaun beard.
Yeah,
All right.
dude.
All right. All right.
Look at him.
Not laughing at
Yeah, you are. You want to so bad,
that.
dude. You know you do. Yeah, there it is, dude. Laugh all you want, brother.
Oh man, I was talking trash about you up in the broadcast today. Like I mentioned earlier, I helped broadcast the game for the Rawhide today, and I was talking trash about Caleb while we were up there. It was funny.
On air?
Yeah, on the air.
You talk shit about me on air?
It was a small little jab, but it was pretty funny. I'm not gonna lie
Oh,
to
I gotta go back and watch the broadcast, dude.
you. Yeah. Anyways, so Devils to the Giants. One other piece of news. I know we're all not gonna be we're all not happy about it because we all don't like the guy. But Ohtani made his return to the mound, pitching one inning, allowing two hits and one run on last Monday. So
Again, I want to care so bad, dude.
I
Like,
don't.
this is my face wanting to care already.
Oh, it's going to be hilarious for our audio listeners, which is all of them.
I thought it was funny, though. Thank you.
It was funny, but
For those of y'all listening, I literally just did a deadpan face.
His inning wasn't even that good, and I hate that they tried to make it seem like it was so good. Like, he
Yeah.
gave up a run in the first.
Yeah.
Like, who does that? A bum.
A
A
bum.
bum. But then he came out, he pitched really well today.
Oh, he pitched today. I didn't see that.
But
So,
he's a bum.
yeah. So, my question for you guys is, will this last? So, he's expected to return to the rotation full time in July. Do you guys think he'll last? Like, do you think he'll last in the starting rotation?
Listen, the Giants got two series against the Dodgers in July. I dare him to come into Oracle Park and try and pitch against the Giants. When Matt Chapman's back, I dare him to come start a game in Oracle Park.
Dude, I mean, yeah.
I invite it. He'll hit he'll hit the cover off the ball. I mean, I watched him today hit the ball crazy, but I dare him to come pitch in Oracle Park. It won't happen. He won't pitch well.
No. Yeah.
Hopefully. I
Hopefully.
don't think
I don't think his elbow will hold up.
That's what
I
I'm
think
saying.
I'm worried about, well, not worried, but I think that'll happen as well.
Yeah, I think it'd be smarter for the Dodgers to move him to the bullpen, but Dave Roberts couldn't manage his way out of a wet paper bag. And so I know they're not going to do that. But just for his arm, I think they should put him in the bullpen. Because we've talked about it before. His arm was messed up, but you're not allowed to have three Tommy John surgeries. So he got a temporary fix that isn't going to hold up when it comes down to it. Caleb and I went and pitched yesterday. We went out to the park and just pitched to each other and hit off of each other. And my right side feels like it wants to fall off.
Dude, I feel like shit today. I was thinking that.
But that was because I hit you in the ass cheek with a slider.
Dude, my left ass cheek hurts so bad, but my shoulder.
Yeah.
Ow.
Yeah. My shoulder, my elbow, my collarbone, my entire right side feels like it wants to die.
Yeah.
So, and I didn't even have Tommy Juan. So, I mean, I think that the temporary fix isn't going to hold up in the long run for a guy who's trying to throw 101 every 5 days.
Yeah.
Joey, what
I
do you
was gonna
think?
say.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I just hope he doesn't pitch too good.
Yeah.
Dodgers are too good already, man. They don't need another guy to be so good.
Yeah.
It's not
Yeah.
fair. And they're not even paying him right.
Yeah.
We won't get into that.
No. Just like we won't get into the whole gambling thing because he's dirty.
Hey, no.
Not a political show. Moving on. So we dropped the ball like we normally do on this podcast, and we didn't post for hot takes, but I'm okay with it because I think we have another really fun
Whoa, whoa,
segment.
whoa, 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 whoa. Let's go back. Let's just go back to what you just said. You just said we dropped the ball. But the hot takes are your thing.
This is a
So
team episode.
technically we didn't drop the ball.
Well, you also have the login to the Instagram, so it's not all on me.
Yeah, but we don't gotta get into all that shit, man.
This team effort, Caleb.
Look, if
I
I upload the podcast late, then we drop the ball. As of right now, you dropped the
whoa,
ball.
whoa. I do not have editing access. That's all you. You have access to post on the Instagram. So, Caleb, go screw yourself.
Okay, got it. Copy that, Chief.
Over and out.
Okay.
But we have another really fun segment on the podcast today because we don't have hot takes, and I'm really looking forward to it because I want to hear what you guys think, and I'm ready to hear all of Caleb's homework picks. So today I want to hear. Oh, I'll start. A couple of weeks ago, the MLB All-Star Game voting opened up where you could vote for the starters for the All-Star Game. And where is it this year? Is it in Philly this year? Where
Atlanta.
is it? Atlanta this year? Where you could vote for the All-Stars in Atlanta. And I want to hear you guys' ballots, who you guys are voting for to take those starting spots in July in the Summer Classic. So we'll start off. Did you guys screenshot your picks so you all have them?
I did.
I have them here.
Okay, you all have. So we're going to start off with first base. We'll start off in the American League. Caleb, who was your first baseman that you picked in the American League?
The American League?
Yeah.
Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Okay.
Oh
I
my
mean,
God.
I could see that.
I mean,
He's
it's a
second in
one
voting.
two. It's a one
Yeah.
two for me.
He's
Yeah,
second in voting?
I think he's second in the voting right now.
Oh.
I
And
think
then
so.
I'm assuming, Joe, you picked the guy who was first.
I did. Paul Goldschmidt. He's having a good year. I mean, can't ignore it.
Yeah, I also picked Paul
I'm a
Goldschmidt.
Goldie guy
He's a
as
dog.
well.
Yeah, played him by so yeah, I was while I was up calling the game today, there was a Paul Goldschmidt bobblehead sitting right next to me.
Not that
So
we're biased.
no, but we are. You'll see it later in our ballots.
Maybe later.
Yeah.
There might be some stuff missing here. I'm not that biased though. I do have a Dodger here. Ooh, spoiler.
Oh, I do not have a Dodger. I refuse to put a Dodger on my ballot.
I didn't submit this ballot, so I would never actually be a Dodger. I want to make that clear. But in my choice, I do think this Dodger deserves it. But we'll get there.
So, everyone listening at home, breaking news, Joey is now a Dodger fan.
No.
Yeah, Joey's now a Dodger fan. All
No.
right, moving on.
No. That's crazy. That's crazy to say out loud. That's crazy.
oh
That's
no,
crazy.
that's not what I was talking
Jo
about. Never mind.
Joey's ready for them to win another. That's crazy.
Moving on to the National League, first base. Who? I'll go first on this one. I have Josh Naylor as my first baseman for the National League. He's having a great season, batting over 300, has a handful of RB of home runs. So I have Josh Naylor, in that spot.
Go ahead, Joe.
I'm going to give it to the most unexpected season so far in Giants first baseman Wilmer Flores, having himself a hell of a
Oof.
year.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. He's just kind of fallen off a little bit in the recent weeks. That's why I went with Naylor. And the Diamondbacks signed my paychecks. So, but yeah, I went with Naylor, but I could see where you're going. Where you're going with Flores. Caleb.
Shoot me in the head, Freddie Freeman.
Unfortunately,
Sorry. I
Kennedy.
know. I know.
I can't
It was either Freddie
stand
or Pete
either one of you
Alonso.
right now.
I was gonna
What
go to
is
Freddie.
wrong?
Padres fans, they
I
don't
was
even
going to go to
take
Freddie or
their
Pete
fake little
Alonso.
rivalry seriously.
Give me Freddie, though.
I can't stand either one of you right now.
Sorry, dude.
I need to
Sorry.
find new hosts. I need to find new guests because what the hell is going on? In season one, we hated on the Dodgers for 20 episodes, and then all of a sudden, you both are glazing them.
I've literally
Get
told
your
you,
heads out of your ass.
I've literally told you the only guy on the Dodgers that's tolerable for me that I don't hate with every fiber of my being is Freddie Freeman. I've been saying that for 20 episodes.
It doesn't matter. I'm so disappointed in
You
each and every
dumbass.
one of you. And so I hope you both feel ashamed. And we're
Yeah.
not even to Joey's Dodgers pick yet. Anyways, we're gonna move on to second base. Second base in the American League. Caleb, take oh Joey, take it away.
Here we go. Let's start it off. I'm going hot. The young guy, give me Jackson Holiday.
Yep, I
He's
could see
having a
that.
good year, young kid.
I had
I think
Jackson
he's
Holiday
exciting.
too.
Yeah,
I don't think he'll start, but I think he deserves a nod for sure. Yeah.
Yep. He was my number two. I went with the guy who's leading and voting right now because he's having a hell of a season. I went with Gleyber Torres.
I was gonna go with Gleyber Torres, but I wanted to be different.
Tigers are having a good season for
Yeah.
sure. And
Career year out of Torres too, man. It's cool to see him doing that now that he's out of New York because I can't stand the Yankees, but I don't mind the Tigers.
yeah. Oh shit,
National League,
he's putting his
second
hat on backwards. We
base.
got a problem.
Yeah, that means he's picking a Dodger right here.
No,
Because
no,
he's got to hide the
no. Oh,
logo. That's why
I
he's
would
got to
never
hide
pick
the
Tommy Edman. That is for sure.
logo.
Weakest second base all-star of all time if he gets the nod. I'm just saying.
he's got to hide the logo because he's switching sides.
No way.
Caleb, who'd you pick at second base in the National League?
Ketel Marte.
I went there too. I mean, that's an
That's an
obvious
I feel
one.
like that's a no-brainer.
He's having a career year, which is crazy
Yeah.
because every year is good for him. I mean,
Yeah.
he's a dog, honestly. I'd love to see him in a Giants uniform one day.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I voted for him because the Diamondbacks have my paycheck. Anyways,
Oh,
third base in the American League. I went with Jose Ramirez.
what happened? You
J
went with
Ram?
third base Jose Ramirez? Me too.
Yeah.
J Ram, yeah. I mean,
Me
he's the
too.
best third baseman in the game.
Yeah. Yep.
We can't ignore it.
Well, he's the second best third baseman in the game
Yeah.
behind my National League vote, which is Matt
Manny
Chapman.
Machado.
Matt Chapman, I give it to him as well. That's my vote. I
Yep.
mean, it's a bummer that he got hurt, and that's probably going to be the reason he doesn't get the nod.
Yep. Yeah, well, cry about
But
it. Give me Manny Machado.
yeah, that guy is a, yeah, he's a
Cry
piece
about
of
it.
work.
Give me Manny Machado, dude. Literally, cry about it.
I might.
Manny, you. I don't care how much you hate Manny Machado. He's a dog.
You know he would cry if he didn't get it. That's for
That
sure.
that's a
Yeah.
very good point.
That is a great
But I don't care how
point.
much you hate Manny Machado. He's a dog.
Yeah.
Can be. Padres are
Shortstop in the
competitive.
American League. I picked the young guy out of I can't say out of Oakland. The young guy out of Sacramento. I picked Jacob Wilson. He's having an insane year. He's batting what, 309 or something like that. He is.
349 as of today.
Oh wow! So I was way off. But dude, he is on fire, and he has an awesome first name. Give me Jacob Wilson.
Who you got, Joe?
I got Jacob Wilson as well. I mean, it's cool to see a young kid playing this good at shortstop, such an elite position too. I mean, I think it'd be exciting for the A's to have a starting shortstop in the All-Star game.
Yeah, I got
Mm-hmm.
Mr.
Even though
Bobby.
last time that
Even
one.
though John Fisher doesn't deserve it.
That's
Yeah,
fair.
that's very true.
That's fair.
I got Mr. Bobby Witt Jr.
Ooh, banging. I mean, that's my
Yep.
number two. I mean, he's
Yep.
good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one or the other. You got
Yeah.
6 minutes left here, though.
Yeah, we see
Oh
that. We
yeah.
see that.
All
We're
right.
good. We know. We've done this a few times.
We've run out of
My
time
first half
on our
and first
podcast plenty of times, trust
half.
me. I've had a few editing days where I've wanted to die.
In the National League at the shortstop position, I went with Francisco Lindor.
Yeah,
It's
me
hard not
too.
to.
Yeah, me as
Yeah.
well. He's
It's
having
hard not
the best
to.
year at that position. I mean, can't.
Yep.
And
In the
you're
National
definitely not
League.
going to give it to anybody else wearing blue in the National League.
No. No. Actually, I'm shocked Joey didn't because I know how big of a fan he is. But
No, no.
in the outfield, we'll go all three.
Wait, we're skipping catcher? We're going outfield before catcher?
Oh, in the one that I have, it's the opposite way. So we'll go
Okay,
outfield first and then we'll go catcher.
that's fair. That's fair.
Okay.
So, in my outfield, I'll do all three. I have Aaron Judge, Byron Buxton, and Mike Trout. All three having fantastic years.
Except Mike Trout has only played like half of one.
Yeah, but he's Mike freaking Trout.
I mean, I agree, but he didn't get the nod from me. Go ahead, Caleb.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm right there with Jacob.
Really, the same three.
Yeah, same three. I was not gonna go. I wasn't gonna go Mike Trout. I'm not gonna lie to you. I was not going to. I was gonna go Stephen Kwan.
Yeah.
K1.
Yeah, I won. Oh, go ahead, sorry.
But I ended up going Mikey.
Yeah, I did Aaron Judge, and then I did do Stephen Kwan, and then Riley Green out of Detroit. I mean,
Oh
he's a pitcher.
shit. Yeah, that's valid.
I mean,
Okay.
I don't know. It's a little shocking for me not to hear him on your guys' list.
Yeah.
He's having a
Now
good year.
that I think about it, I
He's got
regret my
17
pick.
home runs already this year. I mean,
Damn. Yeah, I regret my pick.
The dog.
Anyways, in the National League, I got two guys coming out of Chicago.
Two.
I have Kyle Tucker, Pete Crow Armstrong, and my boy Helyett Ramos.
Ah, future giant Kyle Tucker.
Yep. And future giant Pete Crow Armstrong, hopefully.
Bro, that would be nice.
Yeah, no shit.
I don't think he's on the block, but
What do you got, Joe?
I got Pete Crow Armstrong, and then I got Ronald Acuna Jr., who I think is the forerunner for MVP, and then Helyett Ramos out of San Francisco. Except he might have lost my vote today. He had a crazy error in the first inning. But
Yeah.
other than that, he's had a pretty solid year.
I got Pete Crow Armstrong, Corbin Carroll, and Fernando Tatis Jr.
Ben Carroll, solid pick.
Yeah.
Always good.
And so now we'll move on to the catcher. In the American League, it's pretty obvious who this should be. We should all say it at the same time because it's pretty easy. You guys ready? Three, two, one, Cal
Cal
Raleigh.
Raleigh.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Make sure we're on the same boat here. Cal
We're
Raleigh.
on the same page here.
Yeah.
He's
I
got
mean it
31 bombs, right? I mean,
yeah, it's pretty obvious. In the National League, we probably have a little different because I kind of have a wild pick here.
go
But
for it.
Joey,
What is it?
I'll let you kick it off, Joey.
Me first?
Yeah.
This is my most disappointing pick. I'm not going to talk about it too much. I mean,
Same.
it's hard to talk. It's Will Smith. I mean,
You're such a Dodger fan, dude. You're such a
Boo.
Dodger fan, and it pisses me. You're
Boo.
such a Dodger fan, and it pisses me off because Will Smith's my pick too.
I can't stand either one of you right now. Oh, I hope you know
Best catcher in baseball right now, and I hate to say it so much.
I'm severely
He'll never
disappointed
be
in
what
both of you.
Buster Posey was. He'll never be that. He'll always be
No.
Buster's shadow.
I'm
But
so
he's good.
I just hope you both know how
I get it. I get it.
Oh, are
I
you
would.
upset?
It was hard to do. It was such
Yeah, it
hard to
was
do.
a difficult decision. Jacob, I think you need to have some empathy.
I think there does
No.
be some empathy for sure.
Think so
No.
too.
Listen, I think there's a lot of this podcast left. I think there shouldn't be this hospitality.
Yeah.
Just be glad it wasn't the DH.
Hospitality.
Be glad my DH isn't a Dodger.
Hospitality, Joey. You mean
Hostility.
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 There it is.
Yes.
Hospitality.
You're
Yeah,
talking about hospitality.
this is not hospitality because
This is
screw
all
both of
you
you.
said it
Hospitality?
too.
I said this is not hospitality.
It's
Oh,
hospitality, you
dumbass.
hospitality.
Hospitality,
No.
You know, this is how you know it's the Right of the Bitch podcast because I've had a stroke on this episode.
Hospitality, dude. I'm gonna get that
Hospitality.
tattooed.
Hospitality.
I'm gonna get a tramp
Screw
stamp
both
that
of you
has
guys and you
hospitality.
stupid Dodger loving asses.
Hospitality.
You
That's
wanna
dude.
wait, did we all say our catcher? Wait, Jake, who was your catcher?
I went with Jose Trevino from the Reds. He's
Why?
having a great year. He's batting over 300. I think he has a dozen bombs, something like that. He's having a great year. So I went with him because I refuse to pick a Dodger because I have dignity.
But you know Will Smith is better.
No. I
Yeah,
refuse to
you do,
admit it.
dude. You know he
No.
is. You
No.
know he is.
Moving on to the DH position. I know Joey and I have the same one for this one because if he picks Shohei, he's no longer my
I would
buddy.
never.
Okay, good. Especially now, if you pick Shohei, I may kill you because now we have the best DH in the league.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
And Rafael Devers.
That's my pick.
Yep. Caleb?
Rafael Devers.
Good answer because.
Unfortunately, the MLB forces Shohei down the throat of the world, so he'll probably win it, but
Oh,
Rafael.
100%. He'll probably get the starting job too, the starting pitcher job. Let's be real.
That would be crazy.
Dave
Who do you
Roberts
think should
is
get
the
it?
man.
Or let's do the DH first.
Yeah, we'll
Let's
do the
go from the
DH.
DH
We
first.
do have less than a minute left on the Zoom, so I am gonna end it.
Yeah, and then we'll start a new one.
Yeah. All
No.
right. Yes.
All right, now I can't talk about that anymore. We can't talk about that Yep.
when we're
Hey,
done.
guys, we just started the
That can't
meeting.
get
Do
out.
you anybody here watch Love Island?
Caleb's a big fan. That's what they said. Caleb's a huge
I
fan.
mean, he's a Dodger fan, so I'm not shocked.
Me? That's your brother, bro.
It's both of you guys. You voted for two Dodgers, Caleb.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, Joey, I just told both of our parents that you're a Dodger fan now, so they're severely
Ooh.
disappointed in you.
They
Boy.
disowned me or
Yeah,
what?
pretty much. We both, or we all agree that Devers is the DH in the National League because screw Shohei Ohtani. American League. Who'd you guys pick? This is an interesting one. I'm curious to see what you guys
Why don't
said.
you start it out?
Yeah, you go ahead, Jake.
I picked Ryan O'Hearn from
Yeah.
the Baltimore Orioles.
So did I. Audio
Really?
only.
You can't audio
Audio
only.
only.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I mean, he's having a great season.
is. I mean, dog.
Yeah, I didn't even think about what you said, Joey, but I do want to know. I want to know what you guys think, who you think should be the starter this year. First in the American League.
I mean, I feel like both answers are pretty obvious, in my opinion. I think in the American League, it's Tyler Skubal,
Tariq
Tariq Skubal. My
Skubal.
bad, dog. Tariq Skubal.
Yeah, this is why you don't have a
And then,
podcast.
yeah, you're right. And then in the National League, it's Paul Skenes. I mean, he got it last year, but
Yeah.
he's having such a great year.
Yeah.
And on
Yeah.
such a bad team, you got to give him a good team to play with just once.
Yeah,
Guy.
but I would be really excited if Robbie Ray got the nod with the season he's having this year.
Yeah, right.
He's not going to because he's a giant and Dave Roberts is the manager.
Exactly.
But Robbie Ray is having a phenomenal season and he deserves more credit.
Yeah.
So there's our starting lineups.
Ooh.
Send us a DM, let us know, or let Joey and Caleb know that they suck because they're Dodger fans.
I can't believe he just said that
And
out loud,
let us
dude.
know which one of us has the best the best lineup for the All-Star game. Maybe send us yours. Let us know what you guys are voting for the All-Star game. Kit, Joey, you're a Dodger fan. You lost all credit. Moving on.
It's an audio only, dude.
You don't bleep that one out.
We have a draft this week.
Yo!
So that was kind of a draft, except we were able to pick the same things. So we have a draft this week. Joey, keep up that energy. Keep up that anger.
I love drafts.
I have plenty of anger right now because I just found out that my brother and my best friend are Dodger fans. But this week, our draft is the most hated athletes or most hated sports figures.
I hate sports figures.
So, Joey, do you have a piece of paper around you?
I don't need paper.
No, I need a piece of paper for something. Or well,
we don't live together anymore.
Well, no.
So I can't give you paper.
No, I need, because I didn't want you to cheat. But anyways, I need you to pick a number 1 through 10.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Can I use my notes?
Yeah, that's fine. I just want you to write it down. That way you can't change it.
I thought you were telling me to bring you a piece of paper.
No. No. I'm so glad you don't live here anymore, because my room would make you throw up. I have giant stuff all over it.
1 through 10, you said.
Pick a number 1 through 10. This will determine mine and Caleb's draft order. So you get the first pick because you're a guest. Caleb, pick a number 1 through 10.
You want me to write it down?
No, you're fine. You can just say it. I just want Joey to write it down. That way he doesn't change it.
Oh, I'm gonna
right
say.
Here on my phone.
Oh, I'm gonna say 6.
I'll go 5. It was 4.
Itch.
So I get the middle pick.
The number was 4.
Get the third overall.
You get the third overall pick, but you also get back to back. So this is a snake draft.
Okay, I'll skip back to back. Okay.
So Joey, you get the first overall pick in our most hated athletes draft.
All right. Well, I thought I was more ready for this.
That's why I needed the first overall.
I'm gonna go with LeBron James.
Ooh.
Yep, great pick.
Okay. I'm cool with that.
Yeah. He was going to be my pick if he fell to me, but I didn't think he was going to with you going number 1 overall.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you guys are both not going to like this pick because you're the biggest Dodger fans I know.
Oh, my God.
But I'm going to go Max Muncy. I cannot stand that guy.
I hate Max
every
Muncy.
Fiber of my body. So that's
me and Jacob hate
go.
Max Muncy so much that so we had a group chat literally called Max Muncy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Throw that guy in the ocean.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that this guy's falling to me at 3 is beyond me. Give me OJ Simpson. Like, what?
Yeah, that's a good one. I'll give it to you.
Yeah, what are you even talking about?
But I didn't dislike him as an athlete. I just like
we're
him
talking
as a man.
Sports figures.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Sports figures.
Hated sports figures, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Caleb, you get back to back.
Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. I mean, he's right there. I
People
mean,
do not like Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah. I mean,
they got OJ and Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
Pretty good offense so far.
Yeah. Am I gonna get canceled for that? No.
No, we don't have enough listen.
Hey, I'm just talking about the world, guys.
Yeah. I don't know where I want to go here. I also thought I was more prepared for this draft.
You're not.
I'm not. Actually, I do know where I'm going to go. I'm going to stick in the NL West. I'm going to go with Fernando Tatis Jr.
Oh, you bitch. I don't hate him.
I do.
I don't hate him at all.
I can't stand that guy.
I don't like him.
You
got back to back here?
You got back to back.
With my first or second overall pick, I'm going to go with Roger Goodell.
Oh, you. Ooh. I like it. God, I like it.
And then with my third pick, I'm going to go with one. I don't know if you guys are going to recognize the name. Jake might, but I'm going to go with Tonya Harding.
Oh, yep.
The figure skater that, like, set up the demise of Nancy Kerrigan and, like, set up her getting taken out during one of her routines. There's a really good 30 for 30 on her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Crazy. A lot of people hate her, though, because she's dirty.
Yeah, she hired a guy to break the kneecaps of her biggest competitor.
No shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Wild.
Like a metal pipe or something like that, right?
Yeah, like the dude from The Office
Yeah.
who was gonna
Like
take
go out
out
there in the
Oscar's
middle of
nose.
her routine, like a
No,
streak.
it was before the routine.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
She was like
It was
practicing or something like that.
yeah, I think it was either the day before or like right before. I don't know exactly. I haven't seen the 30 for 30. But yeah, it was before the routine. That way she couldn't compete.
Wow. Joey's got back to back, no?
He
I
just
just
took
went
back to
back to
back.
back.
He went Goodell and
Oh, and then
Turner.
yeah. Okay, what do you got, Jake?
I'm gonna stick in baseball. And you know
Oh
what?
my God, do you have any variety in your life, dude?
You even
Well,
watch like sports?
this one we can all get behind, and everyone at home can get behind it too. Give me Jose Altuve.
Yeah. I don't like how you're
We
not behind that.
I'll be in Colorado next week, and we're going to see the Rockies play the Astros. And when I tell you, I will be the loudest one in that stadium, booing my heart out because I cannot stand that cheater. I mean, so I'm gonna go Altuve.
I'm gonna go back to back football here after I was just shitting on Jake for having no variety.
Okay, go ahead.
Going back to back football. Number one, give me Jerry Jones.
Banging.
Give me Jerry
Crazy
Jones, dude.
as a Cowboys fan, but I
He hit it
understand it.
by
It's
his
not
own
crazy.
hand.
That's probably less crazy as a Cowboys fan.
Yeah.
That's true.
Give me Jerry
Probably hit the
Jones.
most
By Cowboys fans.
And then give me Deshaun Watson.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
How did he fall?
How did Deshaun Watson fall, dude?
That's crazy.
That's wild.
I'll give it to
Yeah. Yeah, that is wild.
I mean, come on, I'm winning this draft.
Yeah. Man, you just opened up a whole nother can of worms. I mean, this guy is, I don't know, man.
Jacob, stop. Trevor Bauer was innocent.
It wasn't Trevor Bauer. No, I like Trevor Bauer.
I do too.
Back Trevor Bauer, of
Yep.
course.
The Giants need to go sign him.
He would be huge for the Giants right now.
Yep. Yep. Man, this is a tough pick. But I think I'm gonna go with I hate to do it. And this one isn't a baseball player, but it's someone in the baseball realm.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna go with Rob Manfred.
Okay, yeah.
Still no variety, but I guess I'll give it to you. He's hated.
Yeah.
Yeah, by a lot of people. Joey, you got back to back. These are your last two picks.
Oh man, these are tough. These are tough. I think with my first one, I'm gonna go with Bryce Harper.
Ooh.
You know what? I disagree. I used to not like Bryce Harper, but I like him a lot now.
See, I agree, but I feel like he's still one of the most like hated in
Hated,
across
yeah.
sports, though.
Okay. See, this is, I think that's why my list doesn't look as good to you guys.
It's people you hate.
Because it's people I hate. You guys are doing like overall hated
I'm
people.
doing
I'm doing
overall
people that
hated. Yeah,
I
as was
can't
I.
stand. So you like Deshaun Watson and OJ. Got it. Copy. Copy that,
Well,
dude.
you like the Dodgers, which may be
Everybody,
worse.
yeah, everybody track that, please. Jacob backs OJ Simpson and Deshaun Watson.
And then, all right.
All right.
And then with my last pick, I'm going to go with Michael Vick.
Oh, damn
Yep.
you. Valid.
Son of a bitch. Yeah. Not a fan of the Vickster.
God.
Lot of people aren't. He's got a lot of controversy behind him.
God.
All right, Jake.
Oh, it's
This is
fine.
your last pick, right, Jake?
We're good,
Yeah,
Drake.
this is my last
Look it
pick.
up. You really got to bring in a ringer here.
Yeah.
You really got to shock the world here, honestly.
Yeah.
Don't do the goat.
No. There's a couple that I want to go here. But I'm gonna go with recency, someone that I just haven't been able to stand recently. And it's because she just complains about everything. And I know nobody cares about the WNBA, but I'm gonna take Angel Reese.
Oh,
Yeah.
wow, he said that.
With a straight
Wow. Holy shit, man. Okay. Angel Reese. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she just complains about everything and blames everything on Caitlin Clark. And she's a flopper. She fights with people for no reason or for a reason that we're not going to talk about. But as she, like, I can't stand Angel Reese. And so I got to go with her. So I didn't go all baseball.
Yeah.
I went baseball and WNBA.
Okay. I like it. I'm going recency as well with my last pick. Give me Patrick Mahomes.
Yep. He was the other guy I was bouncing back and
Give me
forth
Patrick
between.
Mahomes. My honorable mention is Dennis Rodman.
My honorable mention is Yasiel Puig, and I'm so mad I didn't.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I'm so mad. He should have been my number one pick.
He should have, dude.
Yeah.
I can't stand that guy.
I just can't believe Deshaun Watson fell to me at four.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, my honorable mention is Juan Soto.
Oh, damn, I didn't even think about Juan Soto.
Yeah. And the I know you guys are going to like this, but the entire Dodgers roster.
Yeah! Screw
them. Yes, yeah, is it the Dodgers? Okay. Is that what you're doing? You said Dodgers, and Joey was like, how about them, man?
Oh, put them on my most hated list.
Yeah.
Every single one.
Okay, the only one that I have some respect for.
Nope.
Okay, then I won't say it.
Who is it?
Clayton Kershaw.
Ah, boo!
I don't necessarily like the guy, but I respect for him,
sounds
man.
Like you're a Dodgers fan.
Sounds like a Dodger
That's
fan.
The most Dodger fan guy.
I would never vote for him for an All-Star game.
Sounds we like can't a Dodger vote for fan pitchers, to me, dude.
So. Just saying. I would never vote for a Dodger.
Sounds like a Dodger fan to me, dude.
Neither would I.
Now it's time to do the segment that when you know it rolls around, you know it's towards the end of the show. It's a weekly segment on our podcast. It's called Start Bench Cut. So for those of you new listeners who decided to tune into season two, Start Bench Cut, I will give us three things, three players, and we have to start one, bench one, and cut one. This week, our Start Bench Cut is baked goods.
Ooh. Okay.
So our Start Bench Cut this week is
marijuana. Oh, sorry.
Brownies, cookies, and cupcakes.
Ooh. Oh,
and
that's
Joey,
light work.
As the guest, you have the honor.
Oh, fire, fire, and fire. This is tough. I am going to start brownies, unfortunately.
Damn.
This is tough. It was, what were the other two? Cookies and cake?
Cookies and cupcakes.
Ooh, see, cupcakes are so much better than cake.
You think so?
Oh, 100%.
Damn, okay.
I think I'm benching cookies, though, and cutting cake cupcakes.
Okay, I'm very similar, except I'm starting cookies, benching brownies, cutting cupcakes.
Yeah. Yeah.
A good cupcake is fire.
Yeah. Like, that's the thing is I was talking with my parents before this because they helped me come up with the start bench cut every week because it's harder than it looks. But my dad was like describing to me like, but what about like the great cupcakes, like the fancy cupcakes from like the Frosted Muffin, and like, and I understand where he's coming from, but at the end of the day, brownies are my favorite dessert, so I'm gonna start brownies. I'm gonna bench cookies, and I'm gonna cut cupcakes.
Yeah, the only reason I could totally start brownies if I wanted to. The only reason I started cookies is because the thought of a cold glass of milk with a warm chocolate chip cookie makes my nipples hard.
Yeah. See, I was going to do brownies, cookies, and ice cream, but you want the ice cream with the warm brownies and cookies. So I didn't want to
do my God,
all three
dude.
Of those.
Oh my God. I'm thinking about, like, have y'all ever had the brownie pizookie from BJ's?
Yep.
Oh my God, dude. Look at Joey, dude. He's beside himself.
He's sweating.
Dude.
I'm going to BJ's.
I'm going to BJ's.
Anyways, that's all I have for this week. Do either one of you guys have anything else you want to talk about?
I do for a BJ right now. BJ Pizookie. No, 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 no.
Brownie Pizookies are just so.
The single life has been hard on
you. No, 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 no. BJ Pizookie.
What a man would do to go to downtown Fresno.
Yes. Oh, dude. Jacob, end the show, please.
Here we go. Hit him with the outro.
If you guys have any suggestions, anything you want us to talk about, any hot takes, what you guys think about our all-star lineups or our draft, go send us a DM on Instagram at RidingTheBenchPod. Caleb, you want to do the donating spiel?
Do I want to do the donating spiel?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I guess I do. Okay, so we are broke children, young adults. I'm 19 years old, trying to make my way in this world, trying to run a podcast with my best pal Jacob Fagundes, and it's not cheap. Okay, so if you guys would like to help support our podcast and support expansion going into this new season, go to rss.com/writing-the-bench, and there's going to be a cool little donate button. Click that. It's going to take you to a link that's going to tell you a little bit about us and what your money's going to be going towards. So if you want to donate, do it. If you don't, then just shut up and keep listening.
Yep. You know what we're gonna bring back in season two? Because I really liked it in season one. We're gonna bring back code words. So
Oh, like the
if you
DM
made
thing?
it to the end of the episode, send us a DM on Instagram saying BJ's.
That's crazy.
That's wild.
The restaurant. I'm not like Caleb. I'm talking about the
Maybe
restaurant.
Pazuki. How about Pazuki?
No, BJ's.
All right. We're
BJ's.
going all out for it.
Slide into our DM saying BJ.
Wow.
Joey, thank you so much for coming on the podcast this week. It was a lot of fun. We appreciate
Thank you
you
for
coming
having
on.
me. It was a pleasure.
It's a long time coming. I have a feeling that this isn't going to be Joey's one and only time on the podcast either.
I hope
No,
so. I hope
definitely
so.
not.
It's been really fun, guys.
Definitely
It
coming
has
back.
been fun. I learned something about you. I mean, you're my big brother. I've known you for 18 years. I learned you're a Dodger fan today. I learned you love BJ's.
That will be your best friend.
But yes, thank you so much for coming on. As a reminder, my name has been Jacob Fagundes. Wait, hold up, hold up. My name has been
Holy shit, what is it
I had to
now?
do it.
What is it now?
Should I wrap up the episode?
What is it
No.
Your name was Jacob Fagundes.
As a reminder, my name is Jacob Fagundes.
That's not what it is.
As a reminder, this has been the Writing Bench. No, it starts with our
No, no,
names.
no. It's as a reminder, this has been the Writing the Bench podcast. My name is Jacob Fagundes.
I'm Caleb Brown.
Am I wait, am I wrong?
No, I
You're
think you're right.
definitely.
Okay, do it how you
My name
remember.
is Jacob Fagundes, and I'm Caleb Brown.
As a reminder, my name is Jacob Fagundes.
My name is Caleb Brown.
This has been the Writing the Bench podcast. Stay bench, boys.
There it is.